Coming up on episode number 382, it's the second All Request cover show that I've done this week, not just because I've got a ton of covers to get through, but also because I'm going to be out of town on Sunday and I won't be able to do the regular All Request cover show. So coming up, you're going to hear some covers that are used as TV themes, as well as something by The Nails and Madness. It's all coming up right now, Trivia 2, right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night, it's October 6th. 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another All Requests show. I was going to say an All Requests Sunday, but it's an All Requests Tuesday. Usually do these things once a week, the All Requests shows, but like I said, I've got a lot of requests to get through, and I'm going to be out of town. I'm going to be in Las Vegas this weekend, and I won't be able to do an All Requests show. I'm actually going to be seeing the Richard Cheese show at the Hard Rock Cafe on Sunday night. So if you don't know who Richard Cheese is, you're just not listening to Coverville enough. Make sure you do a search in the archives and find either the interview with Richard Cheese or any of the fine music I've played on this show by the man. You know what? Why pussyfoot around? Why wait? Let's just get right into the music. We're going to start things off with a cover by Porter Wagoner, who passed away recently. It's his cover of Johnny Cash's Committed to Parkview. We'll talk more about Porter after the song. Here's Committed to Parkview by Porter Wagoner.
You know, I've been a guest in a lot of great places in my lifetime. New York City, Carnegie Hall, Grand Ole Opry in Nashville, Tennessee, West Plains, Missouri, hometown. And I was committed to Parkview. Hope I never have to go there again. There's a man across the hall who sits staring at the floor, and he thinks he's Hank Williams. Hear him singing through the door. There's a girl in 202 who stops by to visit me, and she talks about her songs and the star that she should be. There's a lot of real fine talent staying in or passing through. And for one thing or another, they're committed to Parkview. There's a girl in 207 coming down on Thorazine, and a superstar's ex-drummer trying to kick Benzedrine. There's a real fine country singer who has tried and tried and tried. They just brought him in this morning and attempted suicide. There are those who never made it, those who did and now are through. Some came of their own good choosing, some committed to Parkview. There's a girl who cries above me, loud enough to wake the dead. They don't know what she has taken that has scrambled up her head. There's a boy just down below me who's the son of some well-known. He was brought in by his mother, 'cause his daddy's always gone. There's a bum from down on Broadway and a few quite well-to-dos who have withdrawn from the rat race and committed to Parkview. They wake me about 6:30, just before the morning meal. Well, they're taking my blood pressure. They ask me how I feel, and I always say fantastic. Why, there ain't nothing wrong with me. Then they give me my injection, and I go right back to sleep. And my days are kind of foggy, and my nights are dreamy too. For they're taking good care of me while committed to Parkview.
Hi, Brian. This is Don from Boston again. It was a sweep, just as I said. And thanks for playing my comment. That was hysterical. And great Todd Rundgren show. Awesome. Very good. Play more like it. Thanks a lot. See you later.
When I'm walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one. Body and beads, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one. Stuff and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check out. Body and beads, I stain my sheets, I don't even know why. My girlfriend, she's at the end, she is starting to cry. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on. I know you're the one. Let me go on, like a blister in the sun. Let me go on, big hands, I know you're the one. Let me go on, oh, on. Let me go, let me go on.
That is Adrian by request from Nick in Australia from her 2005 release, Sweet Mistake, with her cover of the Violent Femmes' Blister in the Sun. Gorgeous, isn't it? Before that, you heard Committed to Parkview, and that was sung by Porter Wagoner, who just recently passed away. He covered that version of Johnny Cash's Committed to Parkview, which was written actually with Porter Wagoner in mind. Johnny Cash did a version on The Highwayman, and Ian, let me know about that. Ian could be one of millions of Ians that listen to this show. There's some in the forums, there's some in Canada. Ian actually pointed this out to me about all the Ians that that he sees in the forums and on the comment blog. Thank you, Ian, for reminding me about Porter Wagoner and for letting me know about him passing on and for recommending that awesome song, which is so full of visuals. I love it. All right, continuing on, kind of with a similar theme to that Committed to Parkview track, we have a request from David. David didn't say where he was from, but he wanted this to go into Scoverville 2. It didn't make it, but it's a great tune. It is a Madness cover. It's actually Madness covering Prince Buster, but it's an appropriate cover for Madness because that's the song title as well. From 1979's One Step Beyond, here's Madness with Madness.
Brian, this is Dave in San Jose. Love the podcast. So I just got done watching that Cameron Crowe movie, Elizabethtown, and one of the songs in that movie is called Let It All Hang Out, and it's by a group called the Ombres, who were from Tennessee back in the 60s. But the best cover of that song, Let It All Hang Out, was done by a group called the Nails, and most of your listeners will know the Nails because they did another song called 88 Lines About 44 Women, which we all grew up on in the 80s. And the Nails' first album, which is called Mood Swing, just got released on CD, and it's got a couple of versions of 88 Lines, and it's got another good song called Home of the Brave, but it's also got a great cover of Let It All Hang Out. So if you get a chance, take a listen to Let It All Hang Out by the Nails. Anyway, keep up the great work. Bye.
Give praise, my brethren, for what you are about to receive. Old John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations are the rock and roll chord E. No parking by the sewer side, a hot dog with a razor rope, water dripping up his mouth, and I don't care, let it all hang out. Hey! Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, the sunshine through the shade, nobody knows what it's all about. Get it too much, man, let it all hang out. Uh-huh. I saw a man walking upside down, my TV's on the blink, made Galileo look like a twist out. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Uh-huh. Let it all hang out. We'll be right back.
brain's so numb I can't stop now. Sure ain't no doubt, keep an open mind, let it all hang out. Right. It's raining inside a big brown moon. Now how's that mess your old baby up? Late last night, eat a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. By the sewer sign, well, a hot dog with the razor broke. There's water dripping up the spout, but I don't care. Let it all hang out. All right, let it all hang out. Let it all. So now I can't stop that.
Letting It All Hang Out, those are the Nails from their 2007 reissue of their album Mood Swing, a cover of the Hombres' Let It All Hang Out. Do you remember the Nails? You know, Dave from San Jose, mentioned their 88 lines about 44 women. That was such an awesome song, and I'm amazed that nobody out there has recorded a cover of it. I would love to hear one, so if you know of one, let me know. Let It All Hang Out right there by The Nails. Before that, Madness by Madness. Unfortunately, they didn't release it on their self-titled album. They released it on the album before that, One Step Beyond, in 1979. It's a cover of Prince Buster's song Madness, and it's probably where the band got their name. You know, I should have been looking that up while that song was playing. I'll look it up while the next set of songs are playing. Hey, Lockjaw, you got something to say?
Thank you for playing that cover of All Along the Watchtower. Ah, love it. Got another TV episode cover for you. There's a great series called Damages, starring Glenn Close and Ted Danson, a few others. Really good show. At the end of episode 3, they play a great cover of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. It's just a guy and his piano solo. I don't know who it is, and if I can find out more information, I'll try to track that down for you. But if you can dig that one up, that'd be awesome. Good. In fact, you may have even played it already. I'm not quite sure. I'll have to search through the archives. But, yeah, good stuff. Thanks, Brian. Hey, take care. Bye.
Yes. Ooh. There we go. Yeah, I did play a version. I think it's the one you're talking about. I played it way back on episode number 290. But you know what? I'm going to play it again. It's Greg Laswell and his version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Hopefully this is the one you're thinking of. I don't watch Damages, so I wouldn't be able to tell you. But from episode 290, here's Greg Laswell with Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Oh, girls, they phone rings in the middle of the night. My mother says, when you're gonna live your life right? Well, mother dear, we're not the fortunate ones. Oh, and girls, they wanna have fun. Oh, and girls, it's all they really want. Those girls, they wanna have fun. And some boys take a beautiful girl. Hide her away from the rest of the world. Well, not me. I want to be the one in the sun. Girls, they want to have fun. Oh, and girls, they, it's all there. Those girls, they wanna have fun.
Wicked game to play to make me feel this.
from their album Hearts and Unicorns. Make sure you find the version that's got the bonus tracks. That's Giant Drag with their cover of Chris Isaak's Wicked Game. That was a recommendation by Jay Whit. Well, I'm not going to give you his full last name. Jay from Cary, North Carolina, who was watching TV a few weeks ago and saw an ad for the show Nip Tuck, which happens to be a show that Tina and I watch. Yes, we like our trash TV. They were playing this cover of Wicked Game, and he actually went out and tracked down the band that does the cover. It's Giant Drag, and had a chance to talk to Annie Hardy, who is the vocalist for that track. And you know what? They've got a cover of the Beach Boys' God Only Knows. They've got a cover of a Journey track. And she's recently recorded a cover of Madonna's song Oh Father for a Madonna tribute album to benefit AIDS called Through the Wilderness. So look for that one actually this month in November, as well as she also did a cover of Sun is Shining by Bob Marley. She actually says she has an addiction. She can't stop doing covers and needs some sort of 12-step program. Before that, another TV show-inspired cover, Greg Laswell's version of Girls Just Want to Have Fun from the single of the same name that was requested by Lockjaw. Well, I mentioned Tina a minute ago when I was talking about Nip Tuck. She's here, right here, making buzzing noises in the studio.
Sorry.
No, I don't care. I'm just giving you a hard time. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Good. Is that all you got?
Just, well, being a supervisor really isn't all that it's cracked up to be. And that's all I'll say.
Really? Okay. We're going to have to give you your own show, your own rant.
Oh.
Tina's rants.
Man, last week was ridiculous.
It was a rough week for you last week.
It was rough.
Is this week looking a little better, a little easier for you? Or
It's just been a silly, ridiculous week.
Yeah.
Like, it's been better, but it's just been ridiculous.
This week has?
Yeah.
So far? We're just like 2 days into it and it's already...
Pretty much.
Okay, good.
Pretty much.
Excellent. Well, that's tough. You know, what you need is you need a vacation to Las Vegas. Oh, you don't want to go to Las Vegas.
Oh, nope.
All right. You know what you need?
I need some trivia.
Yeah, you do. You need Linguistically Challenged.
Oh, boy.
With Christoph. Christoph, take it away.
Hey, Monica, la-la-la.
Hi, Brian.
Hey, Christoph.
And hi, Tina.
Hi, Christoph.
This is Christoph from Hamburg, and I'm sending you another episode of Musically Challenged, which I like to call Linguistically Challenged. And actually, Brian, I think this is a kind of covers that you haven't played in your show before. It's songs where an artist or a band covers themselves in a different language. So it's a kind of self-cover lust in translation.
Yeah, cool.
The songs you're going to hear tonight are in German, of course, sung by British or American artists. And I've been thinking quite a while what I should ask you. Just asking for the song's name and the artist is a lot too easy. So, of course, you have to find them out. But you have to find out what connection they have to Germany. Ooh. Like, we Germans don't just start singing in Finnish or something. They sang in German for a reason, because they had a connection to the country, and that's what I want to know.
Okay.
So it's four songs from three solo artists and one band, and let's start with the band.
Tina?
Well, that's the Beatles.
Very good. Yes. What's the song?
I can't think of it.
Oh, Tina.
I know.
She lieb dich. That's she loves you.
She loves you. Okay,
yes.
Yeah.
And their connection to Germany, they started out in Hamburg in the Cavern Club, I believe was the name of the bar that they played.
That's great.
There, yes.
Okay, so what was the connection of that British band to Germany? And especially, what city are they connected to? Next example isn't really a self-cover. The artist is singing a famous German song, and maybe that makes it a little harder to find out who that is.
Wo sie denn, wo sie denn, zum Städtele im Haus, Städtele im Haus, und du, mein Schatz, bleibst hier.
That's way hard. I kind of like the shakiness in the voice. Städtele im Haus,
Städtele im Haus. It almost has kind of an Elvis Presley kind of lilt.
I could see how you'd say that. I don't think it's...
No?
No.
All right. I don't know.
Well, you can guess.
Well, that's what I'm going to guess.
Okay.
But I have no idea what his connection would be to Germany.
Well, wasn't he in the army? Maybe he went abroad.
Oh, maybe. Well, he did go abroad.
Yeah, but where? Maybe Germany.
Maybe Germany.
Ramstein Air Base is out there.
There you go.
Okay. All right.
I hope it's as funny for you as it is for me. You can really see the guys holding up the cue cards for these singers who don't have a clue what they're singing. It's especially noticeable in the next song, and the connection of this country singer to Germany is very similar to the previous one.
Montauk Morgan, snap to Mr. Sheriff.
Oh, well, now that is...
Montauk Mittag,
Johnny Cash.
Me shine.
Yeah.
Montauk Abbey.
And he did serve in Germany.
Yeah. So there we go.
I couldn't tell you the song, though.
Okay, so here's the last example. Music from the late 70s.
David Bowie?
Yeah, sure is. Do you know the song?
I can't think of it. It really throws you off with the different language.
Totally.
It's like, I can't think.
It's Heroes. But what would his connection to Germany be?
I don't know.
That's gonna be.
Well, I wonder if he has like a parent was born in Germany.
Possibly.
That's my guess.
Okay, all right, good guess.
Okay, that was it. So let's go for the solution. Song number one, of course, were the Beatles. The German version of "She Loves You" is called "Sie liebt dich."
Sie liebt dich, yeah, yeah, yeah. Sie liebt dich, yeah, yeah, yeah. Denn mit dir allein kann sie nur glücklich sein. Denn mit dir allein kann sie nur glücklich sein. Denn mit dir allein kann sie nur.
The connection to Germany, of course, is that the Beatles started their career in Hamburg. They played in several clubs in 1960 and 1961. The most famous one was the Star Club.
Oh, the Star Club.
So when they had their first hits, they produced two singles for Germany, She Loves You and I Want to Hold Your Hand.
Now, you know, I was thinking it was the Cavern Club. Now, is the Cavern Club in Liverpool?
It probably is.
So, okay, there you go.
Song number two is Mussi denn zum Städtele hinaus. In English, it's called Wooden Heart, and of course, sung by Elvis.
Sei mir gut,
sei mir gut, sei mir wie du wirklich sollst, wie du wirklich sollst, cause I don't have a wooden heart.
Elvis had already started his career and was pretty famous when he was drafted to the U.S. Army in 1958. And he served in Germany, and that's where he recorded this song.
You got that.
There
Another
you
American
go.
GI who served in Germany in the 50s was Johnny Cash.
Montauk Morgan, snap the Mr. Sheriff. Montauk Mittag, spare the air, me shine. Montauk Abend, sprachen Sie mich schulte.
He always kept his links to Germany. He was pretty popular here as a country singer, and that's why he recorded several singles with his heavy, thick American accent. The song we were hearing was Viel zu spät, which is a German version of I Got Stripes. The last song that we heard was Heroes by David Bowie, and Bowie had maybe the strongest connection to Germany. He actually lived in Berlin from 1976 to 1980. He shared an apartment with Iggy Pop. He consumed a lot of drugs and produced 3 or 4 very important albums.
I didn't realize he was in... I didn't realize he was in Germany during that time.
That he lived with Iggy Pop.
I knew that he lived with Iggy Pop. Yeah, I know.
Look. That's crazy.
Yeah.
This German version of Heroes is from the soundtrack of a German movie, Wir Kinder vom Bahnhof Zoo, which is a real-life story of a 13-year-old drug addict. Okay, so let me guess. Of course, you found out all the singers, and you probably found out 3 of the songs. And let me say that in 3 or 4 cases, you found the connection to Germany. Background music, by the way, are the comedian harmonists who got some popularity in America in the 20s and 30s. So that was it for tonight. Hope you enjoyed my linguistically challenged episode. Cheers from Christoph from Hamburg.
Thank you, Christoph. Awesome.
That was fun.
That was fun.
It's very funny good. How the lyrics, when they're sung, you know, in a different language, how it really trips you up.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Unless you're able to sing along with them, you know,
and
sing along with
out.
The American version and kind of tune it out, which,
yeah.
yeah, it definitely makes it tough if you're trying to figure out what the real song is.
Yeah.
I, you know, was only able to get 2 of those songs. I didn't recognize the I Got Stripes, or the Elvis Presley song in there, but
no.
Oh well. All right. Hey, thank you, Christoph, for sending that one in. Tina, thank you for joining us for Linguistically Challenged.
You're
this
welcome.
Evening. And thank you for listening. If you want to be like all those other people you heard on today's show and get a request into me, why, it's easy. It's so easy. You just need to email me at coverville@gmail.com. You need to call the request line 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com or chat in the forums or just walk right up to me in Las Vegas and say, hey, I've got a request for you. It's very, very easy. Look for me in Las Vegas this weekend. If you're going to be out in the area, shoot me an email. Let me know where you're going to be. I think I'm going to go have a drink in Quark's Bar on Friday night. Because all of the blog world people are going to be going there after the show. So,
oh, wow.
I'm going to go hang out in the Star Trek area and have a glass of Romulan ale with a Ferengi or whatever. wow, you know.
Wow, how fun.
Yeah.
That sounds so exciting.
Look at you rolling your eyes.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm bummed I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, I'm sure you are. All right. We will be back on Thursday night with another cover story, this time for Joni Mitchell. And then Sunday, the Undercoverville. More about that later on. Until then, this is Brian Ebbett saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by CacheFly, CacheFly.com.